This is Dr. Oliveira dictating for December the 12th, 2023. The first patient is Sharon Bassett. The last name is B-A-S-S-E-T-T. Sharon. S-H-A-R-O-N, number one. This is a clinical case of a 68-year-old white female that in March of 17, she was diagnosed with IgA nephropathy through a kidney biopsy, period. The patient comes here for a follow-up of the condition. In the most recent laboratory workup that was done on December the 1st, 2023, the albumin creatinine ratio is reported to be 95 milligrams per deciliter, which is slightly elevated. The patient has a deselective proteinuria. In the comprehensive metabolic profile, the serum creatinine is 1.3, and the estimated GFR went up to 42 mL per minute. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 74 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Period. There is some white blood cells in the urinary sediment. This patient has been prone to develop urinary tract infections, but with the addition of the use of vinegar and water to wipe the genital area has helped her. She continues to be asymptomatic. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading today is 130 over 42. The patient continues to weigh 221 pounds. We discussed for a lengthy period of time the history of regarding the diet and the need for her to decrease the caloric intake. I suggested her to go into the Weight Watchers application in order to change and modify the way she eats. Behavioral change is needed in this particular case. The other recommendations are decrease the protein intake, decrease the sodium intake, as well as a limitation in the fluid intake, no more than 45 ounces in 24 hours. Following number, dyslipidemia that is treated with statins. The patient is going to be reevaluated in 4 months with laboratory workup. Anyway, I invested 10 minutes in the lab. In the face-to-face, 25 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.